Aloha, and welcome to Mu Rose Temple, the podcast, where we explore the deeper work behind our Hawaii location and online platform. I invite you to join me as we return home to your body's feminine wisdom. Aloha, my friends, and welcome to Mu Rose Temple, the podcast. So today we are talking about the facelift, I've been calling it in the email love letters that I've been sending out. As you may have noticed, Mu Rose Temple is going through a little bit of a facelift to align to this deep essence of feminine lineage that is coming through and awakening and activating and wanting to be expressed. So naturally, a part of that is finding a way to support you in your process of your feminine initiatory path. So I always believe that we are attracted to a reflection of who we are at a soul level, at a soul path. And I've always been able to look back on my path and see that reflection, not necessarily witness it or be aware of it in the present moment. But whatever the case is, if you're listening to this, there is a part of you that is called to the feminine path, the feminine mysteries, the path of the rose or the path of love. There's so many ways that it has been shared and written about in sacred text and ancient traditions. And so my question that I've been sitting with is, how do I support you in that process, no matter what part of your initiatory path that you are on? And so the first thing that I sat with was, well, what do I most need consistently across time and space? Like from pre-starting this path to the deepest initiations to understanding it and then coming back to not understanding any of it. And then, you know, this consistent spiral that we're on and the spiral of the feminine. Yeah. And what I've realized is that there are a few components that are absolutely necessary, and I'm going to be sharing those with you today because I do feel that when we're on a path, and like I have mentioned in past episodes, we don't have these lineages and these schools necessarily to hold us, then there's a lot of responsibility that falls on our shoulders that we're not really aware of. So what sometimes may happen is that you sign up for a course or you listen to a podcast episode or you have a conversation with a friend. Like there's some kind of activation that happens in your field and you do the thing. You do the homework, you listen to the podcast, you watch the documentary, and something's activated within you, and you do that thing for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, maybe a year. And then somewhere along the way, of course, there's evolution involved, but maybe you fall off track. And what I've noticed along the way is that there are a few things that are absolutely necessary on this path. Like you cannot let them go by the wayside. And I know this because I have, of course, let them go along the way and have realized too far in and too late down the road. Of course, it's never too late, but really realizing like, wow, I have stopped this practice or I stopped doing this, and it's really taking an effect on my life, on my relationship, on my connection to my body and this path. And this is where there's a part of me that just has yearned in the past, like, wow, if somebody could just like click me back into place from time to time and be like poking at my shoulder. Hey, listen, do you remember why you're here? Do you remember what you're doing? Did you forget the importance of your body, mind, spirit, etc.? So I've created, of course, the platform online for the online school, but maybe that's not where you want to go in so deep right now. Or maybe you are currently involved in courses within that school, but you need some sort of day-to-day support system that keeps you on track. And maybe you are, like me, good within a structure, within a container to say, okay, you're going to do these three things and this is what I need you to do, right? And when we are in that container, it feels good because we're showing up to something that we know brings us back and provides something in return to our efforts and our energy. So a big thing on the feminine path, and I think really on any path that we're on in this human journey, let's just call it, is this concept of ritual, this concept of devotion, this understanding that there is maintenance involved. And we can keep it super simple. I mean, if you live within a family structure, whether you are the child of, the parent of, or the sibling of, or the partner of, like there is a structure that you are upholding and there are responsibilities that you are upholding and there are certain things that you are called to do in that role. And there's maintenance, there's devotion, there's hopefully ritual. Those are different levels of what you can call more or less the same thing, but they're very different in essence. Maintenance, devotion, and ritual. If you even want to sit with those are three very powerful ways of showing up to that role that you have. And so what I have created is a platform where I use three things that have been huge on my path. Of course, movement is one of them. I have found that, especially on the feminine path, if you are not having a practice where you are using your body and moving your body, but also grounding and strengthening your body, and you get to play with what that looks like for you. I've played with a lot of different ways of moving and exercising my body, and I have noticed big differences between different practices. Certain very popular practices will actually get me out of my body and too much into the etheric realms, which doesn't support my feminine path, because this is a path of grounding, descending, embodiment, becoming, being in my body. So I've always realized that when I do not move correctly in my body, when I don't move enough, when I don't have enough structure in my movement routine and my exercise routines, if I'm not doing enough strength training or balancing that, you know, it's interesting because I was in the fitness industry for a very long time. And a part of me did get burnt out in that industry. And I learned so much through that process because I realized that there's a difference between challenging the body and challenging the body in an embodied state. So it is important that we challenge our bodies and strengthen them. And when we do something that is difficult, more specifically involving strength training, sometimes there's this distorted understanding that, well, if it's difficult and I have to challenge myself, then it's not in flow and I don't want to do that. But again, these are the things that have been lost along the way with the lineages and the temples and the mystery schools, is that we are required to be under pressure in order to reveal the light and the magic and the diamond essence within us. I'm going to repeat that again. We are required to be under pressure to reveal the highest aspect of us. You can't do it without pressure. It's simply not possible. Now, does that mean that you have to be consistently under pressure? Of course not. But creating a container where you train your body and your mind to say, wow, this is difficult and I can do this and it serves a purpose, that has been, for me, I've been on this spiral for decades, realizing, wow, like strength training and movement in a consistent manner is the foundation of my path. And as soon, because the more sort of energy work you're doing and etheric work you're doing and more light that you're bringing in, the more you kind of expand that external energetic bandwidth, the more strength you need in your physical body. It's like as you create more space outside of you, you need to actually create more space within you. And so movement, and for me, I think that the biggest change in my movement routine has been creating a cyclical-based movement practice, meaning I go into all of that in previous podcast episodes, but understanding that we're not forcing our bodies to do things that are ridiculous, you know, and completely against our hormonal systems, but we are challenging our bodies. And the whole purpose of embodiment is to bring the body and mind into cohesion. Embodiment, ment is the mind, the mental body. And so you're aligning the body and the mind as one, whereas in our culture, it's very common to be very heady or just maybe in your body and not necessarily able to open up the higher chakras of the third eye and the higher crown chakra or the higher self. And being heady and opening up the upper chakras are two completely different things, by the way. So movement has been the one absolutely necessary tool in my life to have that embodiment aspect possible. I provide embodiment practices now on the online platform. And a big part of that is realizing, like, how do I communicate with my body and use my mind, the power of my mind, to support my body's rewriting of templates and rewriting of old habits that I no longer feel are serving me. So again, movement is a huge pillar on the feminine embodiment path. So my question to you is, what does your movement practice look like? And is it actually strengthening you, or is it just kind of keeping you in this comfortable, flowy, out of body space? Because I've been there, and I know that long term, having a strong, grounded body is going to benefit you long term. Okay, so movement is one. Two, I've been connecting this with this on so many different levels, but sound, like sound healing. So what I include on the online platform are sound meditative journeys. So I'm using sound bowls. I'm using these sacred instruments that hold a certain frequency. And I use this because actually one of the ways that this path opened up for me was via sound. I would spend a lot of time in meditation, but specifically with sacred sound. And that sacred sound would move into my cells and support me in journeying into different places and learning a lot and opening myself a lot. So I find that if we don't have, let's say, an embodied meditation practice, because another thing that can happen with meditation is that it can get us out of body, you know? And that's a nice thing too. How many times have we taken guided meditations where we get to travel outside of our body and go into different realms? And that's so much fun. But then my question to you, if you're one of those people that loves to do that, because I actually love to do that too, is that supportive for you on a daily basis? Is that supporting the way that you move through the world? in the highest way possible through your highest expression and highest creations. And that's your answer. You get to choose that. But what I have found is that embodied guided meditation with sound healing instruments, sound healing tools are so, so powerful because they realign your energy field, but they also talk specifically to your physical body. And when we journey within our bodies, then we start to awaken what's already inside of us. We don't need to leave our bodies. And what's inside of us is the entire universe. Which is funny because we get to travel through the universe anyway, but it's in a very embodied way. And then the last part that I want to show, that I want to share with you is this new aspect of the online platform, which is a form of tapping into the energy of the cycle that we're living. So the online platform has new content every middle of the month. And I tune in to the energy of what is happening, and I provide guidance to what is happening, and I provide you with questions and journal prompts. And this is an opportunity for you to just tune in. And maybe you're into horoscopes, maybe you're not. Maybe you're into journaling, maybe you're not. But the bigger question is, how are you tuning in to the cycles and the phases and the magic that is in your life on a day-to-day basis? So what I have found with my cyclical living planner and with just like really simple journaling tools is that life is constantly speaking to us. And sometimes we don't have the time to listen, to be quite sincere. And that's okay. You don't have to listen all day long. There's actually a beautiful thing to be under the pressure of not having necessarily, quote unquote, the time to listen, because then there's a lesson in that too. But then the beauty of having the time to listen, that's why I think once a month is really nice, because for just once a month, you get to sit down for 5, 10, 15 minutes and just tune in. What is happening on the bigger picture of my life? What is this bigger phase moving through me, asking me to show up as, or to show up to, or to sit with? And I love, like, I feel like I wish I could do this weekly, but I also know it's not sustainable just given our day-to-day modern lifestyles. Because it's so beautiful to just take a step back and tune into the bigger picture of your life. And it's not even the bigger picture because it's just once a month. But it is the bigger picture because it gives you a bigger perspective of the experiences and the situations and the circumstances that are right before you. And I have found that when I tune into these things, the day-to-day conversations and the day-to-day things that show up in my life, more specifically as a business owner or someone that has to make bigger decisions on a day-to-day basis or has to deal with a lot of things, like I'm sure you do too in your own way, it's almost like sometimes the heaviness that you would expect to be there, it starts to dissipate a little bit. And it's not because it's not important. As a matter of fact, it's the other way around. You realize how important the bigger picture is. So when it comes time to interface with the conversations and the people and the circumstances, there's like a sense of, I don't want to say ease or magic because I feel like that can be very highly misinterpreted. But for lack of better words, I'm going to use ease and magic. And it's not easy and it's not magical to go through, you know, all the day-to-day things. But for the lack of better words, I will say that. because there's this essence of understanding, like, wow, yeah, the bigger picture in my theme for this time of my life is blah, 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 X, Y, Z. So it makes sense that I would be speaking to this person about this conversation or this next level of our relationship or this next level of our business or children or all these different things that we aren't involved with. So I invite you to check out the online platform if this is something that you are wanting to explore, like a place that you want to drop into. And just, it's like a little cozy space in the universe. Like, we get to drop in and there's a tremendous amount of workout videos. So if you are interested in learning cyclical based workouts, that is all there for you. And there are guided sound journeys to support the embodiment and alignment of your body and mind. And there is this cyclical rose star guidance that I just started this past June for the solstice. And for me, it is a structure to step into, to stand on my own 2 feet and be like, okay, what am I standing on? What am I doing? How are my workouts this week and this month? How's my mind-body connection? How is my mental state? What's my meditation practice? Have I been feeling embodied? Have I been tapping into this bigger picture? Or am I just so caught up in the day-to-day, moment-by-moment experience that I'm forgetting what's the bigger picture? What is this path that I'm walking? So if you are called to have that kind of container, that kind of space where you can drop in, and what I'm calling it now is a place to nurture your feminine, a place to have a devotional practice for your mind and body, a place where as you devote this time for your workouts and your meditations and your journaling, you will start to see this beautiful feminine intelligence move through your life. And that's what I call the sacred responsibility that we have to the feminine. Our sacred responsibility is to take care of a strong body, to take care of an aligned mind to our heart, to take care of the bigger picture and the path that we're walking, not just what's presenting in front of us day to day. And all of these things take time. We build a relationship with it every single time we enter into an embodiment practice. And that's actually one last thing I did forget to mention, is that I'm including embodiment practices with every month moving forward, because what I'm finding as I work with more women is that the energy is really speeding up, and sometimes it takes a little bit to recalibrate. It kind of like throws us off, or we're having big activations, or we're feeling frazzled, or we're feeling out of body. So I'm starting to add in monthly embodiment practices, which are a great way to add these little practices into your day-to-day routines. And they're super simple. I don't like to make them, you know, like 30-minute dance movement practices, because you're not going to do that in the office, right? You're not going to do that in the grocery store. So these are embodiment practices that you can do anywhere. I mean, I do these sometimes like sitting on the subway, because I'm like, okay, there's just way too much energy around me, or something just threw me off, or this person just, well, I mean, New York City subway, if you haven't experienced it, good for you. But you definitely need some embodiment practices to move through that experience. So yeah, I've created this structure to support you on your feminine path of embodiment, of staying on the path to supporting your mind, body, spirit, and devoting time to nourishing this wisdom and this magic that is just like yearning to be expressed through you. And I find that if I don't have this place to show up to, which is actually a place for me to show up to you guys via this platform, it's like I hold myself accountable to this stuff too. And it really helps. It makes a huge difference. So if you are called to try it out, your first 3 days are free. I would love for you to experience it. Let me know if you do. I would love to hear from you. And I'll speak to you soon. I have so many new, beautiful things coming through, and the facelift will continue for this beautiful Rose Temple. So until next time, my friend, we'll speak soon. Mwah. Mahalo for being here with me today. And as usual, if you'd like to learn more about what we do at our Hawaii location or online, explore the courses, the mentorship, or the events, go to www.murosetemple.com. See you soon.